It was 6:30 in the morning, and I tried to hone in on the music coming in from outside. I slowly opened the bathroom door, and the light shot through the bedroom like a laser. My husband was nowhere to be found. The sound became louder and louder as I walked in and found myself frozen. In the dark, in the middle of our room, transported as if by a musical time machine to my childhood in Hartford. A time when Christmas caroling, or parrandas as we call them in Puerto Rico, began after Thanksgiving weekend and ended 8 days after Three Kings. I remember the anticipation and excitement of going from home to home in caravans of eight or more cars, standing in the freezing cold, singing, Asalto, si no me dan de beber, lloro. We would stand there, seeing our breath, until finally the door would open. Our faces would slowly defrost and the food, dancing, and laughing would begin. I remember waking up on mountains of leather coats as the music blared outside the room. But here, in Cape Coral, I'm sure families celebrate this way, but not me. After all, my family now consisted of only my husband, my children, and I. Everyone else was still up north or in Puerto Rico. My children's voice broke me from my trance. Danilo and Adriel both asked, "Who's at the door?" The music thundered as I made my way into the living room. I noticed Oscar standing by the door now, waiting for me to open it. His eyes shined with the same anticipation mine did as a child when I waited to be let in. I opened the door, and there they stood, in the warm Florida morning haze, wrapped in their winter clothes, with their musical instruments, cuatro, maracas, güiro in hand, all announcing their arrival. Singing, clapping, exclaiming, Asalto! Saludos, saludos, vengo a saludar. After 30 hours of travel on the road, in snow and sleet, they made their trip. My family, my parents, my brother, my sister, and their spouses and children, standing on my doorstep.
Like any child, I loved the Christmas season, but growing up in a Colombian family in northern New Jersey, the emphasis for us was not so much on Christmas Day as it was on Christmas Eve or Noche Buena. My memories of this night are truly special, but there was a lot to do before we gathered with our extended family for a night of traditional Colombian meals like tamales or arroz con coco, music, dancing, and games with my sister and our cousins. The prelude to opening our presents began 9 days before Christmas. My mother would sit my sister and me down near the nativity scene. Not only did it include the little figures of Mary, Joseph, my great-grandmother's three wise men, and the baby Jesus in the manger, but she would set up a Christmas village with small homes of various colors that would glow with warm light with the help of bulbs on strings inserted in the back. Each night until midnight on Christmas Eve, my mother would lead us in the novena for baby Jesus. We would read a passage from the prayer book in Spanish and then sing villancicos or Christmas carols from Colombia and other parts of Latin America. My favorite one as a child was called El Burrito Sabanero, which tells the story of a little boy riding his donkey toward Bethlehem to visit El Niño Jesús. After our prayers and songs, we'd eat traditional Colombian desserts like natilla, dusted with cinnamon, or bakery treats like buñuelos, deditos de queso, or pan de bono. As an adult with children of my own, I have strived to share these very same traditions with my two sons. Some years are better than others, and our work, school, and extracurricular activities allow us to pray and sing most nights, host the novena in our home, or visit the homes of some of our friends. Next Navidad, our goal is to share the novena and villancicos with friends who are not Latino, in the hopes of starting a new and more inclusive tradition that culminates with our yearly Noche Buena party.